Time to talk now to New England Patriots running back James White. James is brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Town Fair Tire. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Congratulations on a victory Monday. Nice, impressive overall victory for your team. Yesterday, I thought both sides of the ball performed the way you'd like.
Yeah, man, we played a complimentary football game. Obviously, it wasn't perfect, but I think we played the way we needed to play to get the win. And, you know, like I said, just definitely happy to come out victorious.
What was it like having Rex Burkhead back? Obviously, a little bit more of a rotation amongst the running backs.
It was always good to have Rex in there. He's a versatile guy. Makes plays on special teams, can catch, block, run the football. And he does anything the coaches need him to do, and it's always good to have more weapons.
I saw that speedy, sliding, 5-yard scramble by your quarterback that gave him 1,000 career rushing yards. And then I noticed when he's taking knees at the end of the game, he's moving forward before he touches the knee down. I mean, I think we don't realize how big a deal this is to him, I guess.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a good accomplishment. I mean, he has a lot of records and all that good stuff, and I mean, he's got to keep adding to the list. He can't move backwards.
Now, the last play of the first half, you know, rather than like a traditional Hail Mary, they throw it to you. You scoot for about 42 yards. Is that just to pad your stats, or what's going on there?
I mean, just the way it worked out, and Tom just dumped it down to me. Just try and get in the end zone, obviously.
Now, when you see, I was going to say, a lot of guys, yeah, you see about 11 of them standing there at the 5-yard line, and you're just like, I guess I'll go down here.
Yeah, I'll just get out of here.
I mean, I guess you put the ball in the hands of the playmakers
and see what
they can do with it.
Yeah.
But the numbers were sort of stacked against you there, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the design.
That wasn't the first read is what you're saying, huh?
Yeah.
The other thing that just jumped out at me and the delight you guys took in what James Devlin did. You guys were so excited for him. He said in no game in his entire life, at any level, has he scored 2 touchdowns in a game before. I thought you guys seemed happier for him than he seemed.
I mean, it's just really cool to, you know, see him go out there and get those touchdowns. He puts in the work, blocking for us, making plays on special teams. Just, you know, one of those selfless positions like the offensive line. Those guys don't really get a lot of the credit, so it's cool to see them get a little shine in that spotlight for once.
What's the most touchdowns you've scored in a game? Like, even going back to high school, do you remember?
I think 4. I think actually scored 4 versus Rex and the Big Ten Championship.
Nice.
And you make sure he doesn't forget that, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't think he can forget that game.
Now, we were just talking before you got on the air with us about how in December it seems like you guys are always playing your best football. Do you notice a bit of a difference as you get, you know, the post-Thanksgiving that things are starting to click? It seems like on both sides of the ball.
I think it's just a very important time of the year. The final stretch of the season, it can kind of make or break your season, so we know what's at stake, and you want to play your best football at this point.
It was interesting to me to hear Josh Gordon talking about the Patriots and how they approach things in December, because he's seeing it from an outsider's perspective. This is the first time he's been involved with this. But he said, obviously, the Patriots know that it's time to kick it into gear. Did you know that the very first year you were here as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's stressed to you as soon as you walk into the building, and this time of year comes around. You know, Patriots have had a great history and, you know, having success at this point in the season, and they're going to let you know how important it is and just want you to go out there and play your best football. And I think everybody learns it when they come to the building.
Now, one of the big stories over the weekend in the NFL was obviously the Kareem Hunt situation. As one of the leaders on this team, does that sort of, you know, prove another chance to remind guys on your team, especially the young guys on your team, you know, how they need to sort of carry themselves to be in the NFL and what can happen and just to make smart choices outside of the you know, practice facility and the field and the locker room and everything else?
It is definitely a reminder. Just make smart choices. You know, treat women properly. Don't ever put your hands on a woman. You know, and you just got to be good role models in the community. There's a lot of people that look up to us, so we have to do things the right way.
James, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you again next week.
No problem. Thank you.